Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I don't know about you guys, but it was only 1 week, but I miss you guys all.
Amen. Oh,
you
know, it's a blessing to be among the. I was telling some friends yesterday. And, you know, don't take it wrong, but it's right to call brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Remember, when you have friends, it's a whole different deal. I believe in my heart that the church should be full of friends.
Amen.
See, because a brother does not know them, but a friend business, you trust him. When there is family, when there is brotherhood, there is certain limitations. But when you have a friend, you trust that friend. And sometimes the friend knows more than what your brother and your sisters knows. You can confess to a friend, and no, that friend is not going to betray you. And when something like that happens, we have to be quick to forgive. And so I got put in my heart to start calling you friends. You guys are my friends.
Amen.
And praise God for that.
Amen.
You know? I was looking forward to come over and you know, testify, but I'm just going to give glory to God. We're going to through the book of 1 Peter, and the first two chapters I called it God's purpose for me. What's the purpose that we come into the believing faith, the redeeming faith? When we first come unto the feet of Jesus, you are born again, and you become a disciple of Jesus. The Bible doesn't teach you to be a disciple of men or a disciple of anyone else. It is about disciples of Jesus. Not followers of Jesus. Disciples of Jesus. Because followers, there's all kind of followers. All kind of followers. But a disciple is a person who submits himself to a teacher so that he can some way, somehow become like them.
Amen.
All right? And the teacher, his name is Jesus. That's the teacher that the Bible speaks of for us to put all of our trust that we have believed.
Amen.
See? Amen. And after you become his disciple, you it doesn't matter where you are at, you start serving God. So then he called you my servant. All right? And after a little bit of time that you spend serving God, check this out. You become of the faith of Abraham, because Abraham was his friend.
Amen.
He becomes friends with Jesus. And that's the special personal relationship he wants to have with you and me.
Amen.
And the only way that came to pass is for us to continue growing in the knowledge of God's word.
Mm-hmm.
In the purpose that he has put scriptures for us. Now this fewness chapter is about God's purpose in guiding me. How to behave among others. See, it's not, I mean, I've been going to be Sunday with this. It's not what you do, what you do not do. He's not going to love you more nor less. In a house, there is two children. A children who obey and a children who disobey. But both of them are children of God. God doesn't look at you and at me the way that we sometimes portray the way he looks at people. If you have a child who disobey, in humanity we tend to rebuke that child. And you're supposed. But I've been telling people, it's not about the rebuke. It's about the instruction. It's about building that person up. You cannot just, because you have the authority to be a mom or a dad, you're going to kick that kid to the curb and kick him out of your house. Because he or she misbehaved. That's not how it's supposed to be. The Bible doesn't teach that. The Bible teaches the opposite of that. When you see a brother, a child who is disobedient, you're supposed to bring him back. To some Jews, you rescue from the fire. To others, you know, that's what the Bible teaches on you. This is the faith that God accepts. People who looks after people. Not upon your own interests, but upon the way that you look as creatures. And so keeping on the contents, brothers, I want to give you the timbers that God gave me for you guys. And I know I started with verse 1 and 2, but I'm going to read to you just verse 2 of Psalms. Amen? 57. Just to roll it up and start going into the context of the letter of 1 Peter. All the apostles, my friends, my brothers, my sisters, they all look upon the matter the most, which is God's law. Listen, a person who doesn't look correctly has not been completed yet. It's not perfected yet. But a person who understood love, okay, he or she has been perfected. Because on that holiness of love, there was no judgment upon you, and there's still no judgment upon you. On that love, there is a coverage. A multitude of sins has been washed in the blood of Jesus. That what he did on Calvary, it was good enough. We just sang that song.
Yeah.
Okay? It's perfect. It's perfect love. There was no judgment. You came to defeat when you were still enemy of God. Mm-hmm. And he forgave you. He loved you. And because sometimes we start growing in the knowledge of God, we start becoming our own holy of holy carriers. Mm-hmm. With a big old hat on top of our heads. Thinking that we're above others, or thinking about that we're better than others. Because I'm not like, you know, at least I bring my 10% every Sunday. And I pray, and I fast, and I'm not like that one over there. Mm-hmm. That's an unfortunate thing that's going on in church, my brothers. Mm-hmm. We came to the feet of Jesus because he first loved us. Mm-hmm. And he wants to stand on that message. He wants you to hold upon that message dearly, like a treasure, that no one will snatch it out of you. Don't let nothing of this lust, of these fleshly desires, take over your faith. That faith that you first hear, that message that you first hear in the beginning.
Amen.
That one that you came in and said, oh my God, with all my baggage, he loved me. Mm-hmm. And he's still loving me. So the number, verse 57, verse 2 says, I call to God. I call not to you. Call me whenever you guys want, okay? But please call God. Cry out to God.
Amen.
We are just your brothers. We are just your friends. Put your faith upon the author and perfecter of your faith. Fix those eyes in him. He will lead you and make the path straight. Says in here, I call to God, the Most High, to God, who is accomplishing his purpose for me. We have been called with a purpose. Listen, by the manner, they will know that you're my disciple or my student by the manner you love. That's what Jesus Christ said. Not by your knowledge, not by your title, not by anything else, but by the manner you love. The same way that he loves you, supposed to love everybody.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
So simple. The gospel is not too hard.
So real.
It's just love. And love covers a multitude of sins.
Yeah.
See, if we start chopping the body down, unwillingly, we're telling the Savior, God, the Redeemer, that his work in the Calvary was not good enough. Because we tend to say, oh, that one is not safe. That one cannot be safe. That's man, we have not understand. We have not know, yet not know what we ought to know. See, because a lot of people presume to be teachers and speakers of God's word and lack that very most important sustain the essence of God. Amen. Not just the presence, the essence of God.
Love.
Which is the most important thing is love. Mm-hmm. If I can give all my money and all, I can speak in tongues, I can prophesy, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me, but I have no love, amounts to nothing. That's what the Bible teaches. Keeping in the context of the message of the good news. Not the bad news. The bad news, we already know that we're a bunch of sinners. Those are the bad news.
Amen.
But we're carriers of the good news. We're representatives, ambassadors of that what was given through the 12 and then to all of us. The foundation that he laid before all the creation was created. Mm-hmm. He laid that foundation. And he's inviting us to be part of it. Can you guys believe that? That's the inheritance that we're going to be receiving. A lot of brothers and sisters, a lot of friends coming to the feet of Jesus. So going back to the context, I'm going to read verse chapter 2, verse 1 to 8 really quick, and then we take, well, I'm going to read chapter to verse 12, I think. Let's pray out. Let's pray out.
Pray
I mean,
in.
Pray in, sorry. English.
Amen, I know.
Is that what you're speaking?
I'm trying to. Listen, okay? Just to keep it in context, I mean?
Amen.
Say it in Spanish.
Oh, santo. You guys will.
Oh, yeah.
The Holy Spirit will fire.
1 through.
It's still the same message. Spanish, English, Greek, whatever you want to speak, it's the same. Says in here, therefore, see, because I've been telling you this, I'm going to go with therefore, because I want you guys to understand the context of Peter. There is children who obey, children who disobey, they're both children. You cannot be divorcing your son or your brother or your sister because they misbehave. That's not how things work. When you're part of a household, you're part of the household. And God is telling us, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will not walk away from you. I will not push you away. Whoever comes to him, he will not reject. Once you're in, you're in. I've been telling you about the seal that he placed upon our forehead, and no one can see that seal. But he does. And guess what? When he comes back and he says, "Reveal," he's going to call you by name. And you're going to hear your name, and you're going to run to him in a blink of an eye. It's going to be so quick. See, and that name has been reserved for you. You have a name that your parents gave you. Man, he pushed your name. Little tiny rock. Listening to build a new temple.
Amen.
A different temple than what you've seen here.
True.
All this is going to amount to nothing.
Amen.
Even the earth is growing. Just think about it. So I want to go back into the context because a lot of people miscomprehend the message. By see, this is what is written, and I have to lay upon it. So they says here, therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave this pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation.
Amen.
How? Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. Okay? Keeping on the context. Why did you taste that the Lord is good? Because when you were still sinner, he did not judge you. He did not condemn you. He came and embraced you. And then you were over there crying and he picked you up. Says, I'll carry your luggage, bro. Let me have it. I'll carry it. Because the Bible says you are weary. Come to him. See, because a lot of people get overwhelmed by some. See, that's why I'm telling you about what God was giving me throughout this week. Okay? You become a disciple, then you become a servant, then you become a friend. See, a friend unconditionally loves that person. Even when we far from away, I can feel the love. Oh, my friends.
He knows his master's business.
See, that's what it is. We have somebody who is the overseer. We at one point, we're going to read it today, we were just scattered like sheep without shepherd. Mm-hmm. But now you have come to your shepherd, to the protector, to the one who's going to keep you all the way until he gets revealed. That's what I want to read to you. So let me keep going on the context. Verse 5 says, as you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God, and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be holy, to be a holy priesthood, offering a spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in the scripture says, see, I laid a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone, and a stone that causes men to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. So there is a process, because a lot of people misunderstand the message. You who believe, you're sealed. And those who has not believed, that means they're going to go to perdition. That's not what the Bible teaches on 1 Peter. For he does not want no one to perish, but all to be saved. But they had to fall. Like the way you fall, you had to go back when you first believed. You was just that who did not believe. And he became the stone that made me fall. And I fall because I was not believing in him. But now you have believed in him, and he will not put you to shame. That's what the context states. So let's keep reading so that we don't take the Bible out of context, because a lot of people look at us and say, see, always condemning people, always punishing people, always rebuking people because of that verse. Mm-hmm. That's not what the context is teaching. He wants you to be reminded when you first was like them. He is the way. He is the sample. He is the cornerstone. He is the one holding all things together. That's what it means. Look at the next verse. They stumble because they disobey the message. You see why I told you, if one of your children disobey you, are you going to divorce your child? Because he's misbehaving? Every parent, listen what Jesus Christ says, you who are evil, calling us all like that. You who are evil. Which one of you, if your son comes to you and asks you for a piece of bread, you're going to give him 2 stones? If he asks you for a piece of fish, are you going to give him a cobra, a snake? The most poisonous snake? Imagine how much the Father will give you through his Holy Spirit. You see that's what the Bible teaches, that's the good news. But if I stay with the mentality of judging the world, I don't finish the verse. But the Bible says, how much more you heavenly Father will give you to the Holy Spirit. I just stay with the other one. And I'm walking with breastbones and fire throwing at people. God and the Bible is snatching it to their throat. Until they get it. Until they get the message. And then we wonder why Moses didn't enter the promise.
Mm-hmm. Well, he entered. I was telling my sister yesterday. He wasn't on the transfiguration, just for the sake of many. He was the first mega pastor, mega church. He didn't have 100, he had thousands of people, thousands upon thousands. And he misrepresented God. When he told him to the rock, and that rock, I'm gonna read it in this letter, was Jesus.
Amen.
Talk to him, and he will give you water. You will quench the thirst of many by the manner you love, not by the level of your knowledge. Now by teaching agnostics, by teaching gnostics. That what was presented from the beginning.
submitting myself to the one who called me, so that others can see the brightness of God in your face. Chapter 6 of Numbers. The Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord make his face shine upon you and give you rest. And be gracious to you. Can you guys believe that? That's what we're called. This commandment is not an old or a new, it's an old commandment. Love as you love yourself.
Amen.
See, you have to love God with everything you have. You know what David said? What can I give you, oh God? If everything that I have belongs to you. Even my very self is yours. What can I offer? What kind of sacrifice I can give? I'm going to read it to you. Listen, okay, because of the spiritual sacrifice. If you guys want to go to the series, go back to the message that I preached a couple of weeks, because it's staying on the same message, the same pattern. Okay? It says in here, but you are chosen people. Hallelujah. Well, let me go back. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. Just in case you missed that part. That's why the apostle Paul says theirs is the message. And we have been crafted in. He blesses everybody. So he says in here, but you are a chosen people, verse 9, a royal priesthood, hallelujah, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Verse 10 says, once you were not people, but now you are the people of God. Once you have not been received mercy, but now you have received mercy. And this is why I call you my friends, dear friends. You see that? Now Peter is grown up. Now Peter is not religious no more. Because Peter, back in the days when he first started serving the Lord, he's like, I don't need nothing. I'm clean, Lord. I cannot go to a Gentile house. Are you kidding me? I cannot go to an unbeliever house. I'm not going to go to Walmart. I'm not going to go to a liquor store to buy water. Then don't go to any stinky store then. Oh, because they sell liquor? Religious mentality. See, that's what the Bible teaches. Now Peter grew up. Now Peter can walk in the valley of shadow of death and fear no evil. Now he's old. Now he's calling all his hearers, my friends. Listen, dear friends, I urge you as aliens, hallelujah, and the strangest in the world. It's not the cosmos. It's not this world that you're not supposed to love the world, like a lot of people confuse First John or nothing of the world. You know what the world represents? We're going to read it to hear the desires of your flesh. Do not love that any longer. Do not do what you used to do. Little by little, let the gardener cut in that what is not of his. You become less and he increases in you. You humble yourself and he lifts you up. That's the message, brothers. It's not too hard to understand God's word. It's just sometimes people force out on their own understandings of the scriptures. Old Testament and New Testament, God is merciful. He's holy. Be holy because your heavenly Father is holy.
Amen.
That's what the Bible will not read. You can check it out. I'm the one invited over here. This guy started on Friday. I don't know why they came, but praise the Lord. I wanted to see my friends. Dear friends, I urge you, as aliens, strangers of the world, abstain the sinful desires. If you go to verse 1, get rid of all malice, all this crazy stuff that we used to do. And he's going to repeat himself again. To abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul. List such good lies among the unbelievers, that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God in the day he visits us.
Amen.
By your good conduct, by the way you love, what's gonna be? I want that Jesus. That's what her man told me. The guy in Coachella. I wanna know that Jesus, man. I'm telling you, he's a very educated man. And he wants to know the Jesus that I'm presenting, the Jesus that I'm living in such a way so that others can come to defeat the Jesus the way that I came in. Totally broken. The Bible is a hammer and it will smash you into pieces, but doesn't leave you smashed or broken. He put you back into the potter house and he start building you back up. He started encouraging people. It's a sword that penetrates and reveals the desires of your heart. He casts everything within you and exposes what the inside of you, the real you. Because a lot of Christians in Christ, in church, hallelujah, Christ the Lord, and he's out and there is no light. The deeper that you go in darkness, the more that you lose yourself into darkness.
Right.
But you're supposed to be the light of the world. I was telling him, but you have to add some salt to the taquitos to make them tasteful.
Amen.
Some flavor. Supposed to put some flavor onto you, to the food. So others can desire that food. The same way that you fall in love with God, you want others to fall in love with God in the same manner. They're not going to be like you. I was telling some friend. They're not going to. There's only one you. You are wonderfully and perfectly made. There is no two of you. You cannot be like me. You cannot be like mine. You cannot be like anyone else. It's you. It's you. And he loves you just the way you are. He will never push you away. He will not reject you. He just wants you, like great babies, please start eating the spiritual food so that you start growing in the knowledge of your salvation.
Amen.
So you start submitting yourself to the teacher.
Amen.
So that you start walking with the teacher. So that you start fellowshipping with him. According to 1 John, because our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And this is the fellowship. That's what it is. See, it's important the way that the Bible is presented in a theological manner so that no one will misrepresent the good God, the God of heaven, the creator, the owner of your soul, the savior of your soul.
Amen.
Amen? Let's go now to the study. We're going to take over Santo. My brain went 15 minutes. You know, let's go. My goodness, I mean, I don't know about you guys. God is so good, man. God is so good. One of God's purposes for us is to live our lives of faith in front of every people. Check this out, what I want to share with you today. Okay? Because you are the people of God now. Okay? But there is other beings. I want you guys to pay attention to that. He wants you to live our lives of faith in front of every people on earth and every being on the spiritual realms alike.
Sorry.
I was telling some brother Friday, brother, do you know what the word Satan means? It's an Aramaic, it's Satan. In English, it's Satan. He told me, is the accuser, the adversary. You have an enemy. Okay? And I want you to knock his lockdown. For those who are in Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation. He put a seal on you. But there is stars that he throws at you. And if you just give him a love in a foothold, he'll come into a little tiny hole. Because his job or the work is of Satan, just kills, steals, and destroys.
Mm-hmm.
And that should not be among us. Because if anybody start working like that for God, then I want to tell you what Jesus Christ told them, not them, the beings behind them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You know, if you would know my Father, you would understand. You would obey me, what I'm doing. But you don't work for my Father. You're working for your Father.
That's right.
The devil. That's how deep that goes. The other people knew that he was talking to the Pharisees. He was talking to the beings behind the Pharisees, according to the scriptures, for their battles are against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers. See, it's not people. It's never going to be people. The Bible calls us, love each other, and he loves you. That's where the salvation comes, because faith comes through hearing and hearing God's word. The message of redemption, the message of reconciliation. Where are those vessels? He deposited those vessels in clay, so jars of clay. So that we can be overwhelmed. See, the Bible says, rebosante in Spanish, overflowing. Mm-hmm. Of grace and mercy. Because he done what he did with us. And out of your heart, fountains of living water will come out. You see that? Because the more that you fill your heart of him, this is what you're going to be in your speeches with. With everybody in Walmart and Kmart and Target and wherever you go. Without pretending, without being actors. Mm-hmm. That's what hypocrisy means. Mm-hmm. Without being part of Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Because we can play a lot of roles in a movie. Mm-hmm. But when you're the real deal, you are who you say you are wherever you go. You're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Let me take you to Ephesians, just for me to, because I was funny, I'm going to take you there. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 6. Let's go to the armor. I want to read it to you guys because I want you to understand that. And then we come back to Peter, amen? The last chapter of Ephesians. Santo, ¿qué me está pasando? I'm even shaking over here, you guys. God, for God's glory, man. Amen. You know. Ephesians chapter 6. Look, I know you guys are saying IB has a little paragraph divided about the armor of God, so let's go there. I'm going to just read it and let God minister to all of us. Amen? Yeah. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of the evil comes, not if it comes, when the day of the evil comes, you might be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet filled with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Amen. You want to be a soldier of the Most High? Get that and take it to your heart. And see, because the enemy is using the same schemes, he has nothing new. He wants people to divorce from each other. He doesn't want fellowship with each other. He wants to be separating people, dividing, smashing, cutting, mutilating the body. That's the job of the accuser. Because we are the only ones who has the truth. What a big mistake. I was telling somebody, you know what I read in the Bible? Lord, there is other folks over there baptizing and doing the miracles and all that stuff in your name. You know what the answer of Jesus was? If they're not against us,
they're for us.
Amen. See, he was radical, like Crazy Memo.
Actually, Memo is crazy.
Like him. You see that? It's important for us to get like that. Amen. See, because listen what it says on Philippians and another crazy radical that I, you know, I like to identify myself with. Some people preach the gospel out of self-recognition, and others out of love. What is it to me as long as they preach the gospel? You see why I took the veil of Pentecostal out of my eyes? You see why I take the veil out of non-denomination out of my eyes? Because there is a veil in every human being. And they take a denomination. It's like the atheist. Atheist means against God. On the Greek. Non-denomination church. Still a denomination. Because we're so stinky smart, so we're non-denominational church. We're still separating because we're not like them. To understand, to a portrait, to a movie, to an act. We are servants of the Most High. We are, do you know what bond servant means? Doulos in Greek. Mm-hmm. We are doulos of God's word. You know what Jesus be doer? The same thing. Same Greek word. Doulos. Bones. We're free. We can go whatever we want and we can do whatever we want because we've been set free. But not all things are preferable. I want you guys to be wise, to grow up in the salvation, on the knowledge of God's word. Our job is just to equip every saint for the good word that has been already prepared from the foundation of the world. So that others can see the goodness of God. That's what I wanted to take you guys to Philippians. I'm to Ephesians. I'm even going to skip my notes because that was just something that I got right now. You know, it's important for us brothers to stick around with each other, to fellowship with each other without passing judgment upon each other in a way to condemn. Because you have to have discernment to test the spirits. It's very simple. If a preacher is preaching to build up, then he's working for God. If a preacher is to make a point, we're tearing down the body because it's a point of view. When somebody's going to get hurt in the body, we're not working for God. I want you guys to know that. Paul was working for God, killing a bunch of believers, followers of Jesus, disciples of Jesus. And he thought that he was working for God. Good intentions doesn't equal upon the truth. He is the truth. He is the life. He is the one who will, listen, he says, leave room in Romans for God's wrath. You're not the judge. You have to have discernment, different than judging, because discernment gives you the opportunity to judge all matters, even though you're not signed to no man's judgment. You have to be smart. Wait a minute, what the heck is Memo talking about? That's not in the Bible. Get rid of it. Don't crucify me. Get rid of it. If I'm speaking the word, take it. Go deep in it. Dive on it. Let's go back to the word. Let's go back to 1 Peter. Okay? Because another purpose of God is for us to seek peace and pursue it. If it is possible, live in peace with everybody. Don't make war. We're not the workings of a stinky enemy, man. Check this out. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 13. Now I'm going to use my big paper because even though this one, my wife forgot to clean it. It says in here, 1 Peter verse 13, that's what I left out last couple of weeks ago. So once I share that, listen what it says here. After you have here to get rid of all the desires of the lust, all the desires of the flesh, all the things of the world. That's what the word means in the Bible. Okay? That's what it means. It's not about you going to a cave and now becoming, you know, some kind of cult that I don't want to mention because it's not right. But they live over there, you know. They don't use nothing of this world. They're still using horses and little wheelbarrows and all that stuff, okay? You guys probably know what I'm talking about. That's not what the Bible teaches. Let's go to what is written. It says here, submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human authority, whether to the emperor as the supreme authority or to governors who are sent by him. I don't want to fall into politics, but listen, discernment comes with this. Not everybody who says, Lord, Lord, not every person in government has been sent by him. Not because they occupy the title as a pastor, doesn't mean that we all are servants or shepherds of God. Same thing with government, my friends. You have to use wisdom. You have to go deep. Hey, what is that person standing for? You know, I have a lot of friends, that are ministers who are mayors and other stuff. And another good friend of mine is going to be the mayor of Fontana. He's righteous. He's a minister. Sent by him. So you don't have to be so smart to look at who is who. And that brother that is sent by him, he's going to make mistakes. Are you going to crucify him? Because he's supposed to be representing, according to your point of view, the Most High God. And he make a mistake while he was sitting down on the mayor seat, in the municipal court. That's not what the Bible teaches. He wants us to walk in unity. He wants us to be praying for him. He wants us to, man, listen what he's in here. Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human authority, whether to the emperors as the supreme authority or to governors who are sent by him, to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. For it is God's will, not yours, that by doing good, you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish people. Very simple. Listen what is on the next verse. Live as free people. Live as doulos. That word in there is doulos. As a bond slave. That you have been set free for you to go and do whatever you please, but you decided to submit yourself to the one who called you. To be different. To make a difference in the community, and the churches, and wherever you go. To present a good, good father. Who loves you regardless of what you have done. Who does not reject you. Who does not kick you to the curb. Who is still waiting for you and put you a cup when you come back. And a ring and say, I love you. You are never gone, my child.
Amen.
I was there with you all the way. I was just waiting for you to come to your senses. Listen what it says in here. 16, live as free people, but do not use your freedom as a cover up for evil. You see that? Live as God's slaves. Show proper respect to everyone. That's it, said just to the believers. To everyone. Love the family of believers. Fear God. Honor the emperor. This is a grown-up period with a lot of wisdom now. He's presenting, he totally make a 365 change in the way that he was looking at life. And he's inviting you and I to copy. So that we don't like, we are Democrats. But we're Republicans. Get rid of that. That's what we were taught. Look at the person that God has said to be placed in that spot. And follow. Pray for them. Because they're placing there to do. Correct the one doing wrong. And to commend those ones who are doing right. There is a purpose for everything. Now we're going to, I left the growing up. Now let's go to how to behave on earth. I was telling some brothers, you will be done on earth. Heaven on earth. Living the life in here. Don't wait until you get over there to live righteously. Right here, right now.
Amen.
That's what the Bible teaches. To be radical like that. To live the life that we're going to be living. Imagine, that brother, I don't like him. And then you're going to be with him today for eternity. That's how We have a fun little mind. No, that one. I talk to T here, but I don't talk to him. That's the scheme that I'm trying to tell you to stay firm. See that? They're working for him. We might disagree with their manner they teach, and the manner they walk, and the manner they live. Oh, praise God for them. Remember a couple of weeks I told you that my friend the Mormons, I sent me a picture. Yeah, I got a picture. My picture is in a temple of the Mormons, guys. Right? They're praying for me. You're not going to cause a stumble, the poor brother. That's what they believe. It might be moved and shake because they don't believe the way that I believe. My little brother, I'm not going to use drugs anymore. I'm meeting with Jehovah's Witness, and he's the elder of the church. And man, he's making me reason, and I haven't been in the pipe already for 3 months. And I pressed the Lord. I didn't tell him that. Once he reached that, and the spirit started calling people, we're good. We're gonna be there. When he comes, listen what the Bible says for us to take a little bit of salt, all right, to the wound. When he comes, he's gonna separate the goats and the sheep. Mm-hmm. The wheat from the weeds. He will. On the meantime, pursue peace. Mm-hmm. Live in peace if it's possible with everyone. With everyone. Mm-hmm. You follow him. You love him. Peter, do you love me more than this? Yes, Lord, I love you. And feel my sheep. How about Jesus told Peter? He didn't tell him, you're gonna be there, rock. Where I wanna, because I love you. That's where I grew up, so I don't want to smash my friends over there either. But that's teaching so mean. That he was the first proof. There is no such thing, there is no hierarchy in Christ Jesus. I'm not greater than you, I'm just your brother, I'm your friend.
Amen.
That's period. There is no titles. We just sang that song above all powers and above all dominions and all, whatever that word says, titles. He's above all.
Yeah.
There is an order of things. I cannot be full. But the reason why I live like this is that when people start talking, listen, he's going to prove himself right. Not you, himself right, by the manner you live.
Amen.
Listen, let's go back. Slaves, fear God, honor the emperor. Slaves, in reverent fear of God, submit yourselves to your masters, not only to those who are good and considerate, but also to those who are harsh. It's not about you've been in bondage. It's not about your being set free. The whole point of the letter is for you to behave in such a way that these people that are looking at you, that are watching you, that are your employees, that are your masters, they see the brightness of God upon your face. That's what he's trying to convince. Listen to the next verse. It says, for it is commendable if someone bursts up under the pain of unjust suffering. Because they are conscious of God. They have been mistreated because my boss is harsh, and my friend is harsh, or my co-pastor over them, the other church is harsh with me because I don't teach and I don't preach the way that he teaches and preaches. I have a master to whom I'm going to answer. Same as my brother and the people on the next church. They have a master. And then they're going to answer to him too. So I live in such a way to place and bring honor to God. He or she might not see it. But it doesn't stop me from me being me in Christ Jesus. We want to walk in freedom. Because whoever the Son of Man says free, he's free indeed.
Amen.
From all rules and regulations, my friends. From everything that you're supposed to do this and you're supposed to do that. No, that's there. And then we preach and teach and we don't even move a finger to do what we're inviting people to do. We do the entire opposite of that in occasions. You see that? When we bring the good news and we preach the good news and we stand on the good news. Preach the word, teach the word, live the word. Leave it. Not just be doers or hearers, doers. Live like that. Listen what it says in the next verse. But how is it to your credit if you receive a beating for doing it wrong and endure it? If you get rebuked and you get punished because you're doing it wrong, why are you going to be crucifying me? Because I'm just speaking the message of God. I have brothers, my friends, who has come to me and says, man, you are making see that you love God with everything you have and your theology have. Just because I don't have it on Saturday, my friends. God bless those who keep the Sabbath. I tell you really honestly, God bless those who keep the Sabbath. But I'm not going to anchor myself to any rules or regulation. Am I going to be against them? Am I going to be speaking evil of them because they gathered on Saturday? No. God bless them. Why are we going to be chopping down the body? Because my toe is aching, so I'm going to cut off the leg so my toe don't ache. What the heck is that kind of reasoning? You guys, if you get beat up because of that, listen what it says in here. But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God.
Amen.
God is the one that actually put. Hold on, my friend. Amen. Come in. Let's go. See, I was telling people is looking. You're supposed to look up, okay, to the clouds. Okay, but let's check this out, you guys. It's coming down for you.
Amen.
On earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Heaven on earth. Pretty soon it's going to be clothed. The new earth in the new heaven. We're not going to need the sun, so nothing. He's going to be the radiance. He's going to be our light. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be in that garden the way that it was in the beginning.
Amen.
That what was stole from us, he came to redeem.
Amen.
To put everything back the way that it was in the beginning. Mm-hmm. That Adam was walking with God. And you are Adam. You are that. Adam means man. Or human, if you don't mind. That's why he invited us to live such a way in front of all people, all humans, and about and in this, alike in the spiritual realm, so that they can listen. If you're walking like that, man, I see the power of God upon the process. They submit, not to me, to the one who is in me and with me. I'm just like you, and I see the hurt upon some friends. And I see the body of some friends. And our job is not like, hey, that's what you get. I told you that you guys going to go there. No, come on, brother. Let's go. Let's start all over again. Come on.
That's right.
Let's start. Well, how many times? 70 times, seven, my friends.
Amen.
That's how the Bible teaches.
That's right.
70 times, seven. When the brother comes to you and says, you know what? I make a mistake. God, what are you talking about?
There you go.
I never saw that. I never heard that, brother. Let's erase that.
Amen.
Let's start. Without falling upon, yeah, you know what? He was right. He was wrong. That's gassy, my friend. Mm-hmm. Even though it's a good intention. When we put ears, you're already becoming part of the mess. Mm-hmm. Even when you don't want to.
Yeah.
You know what? Start. Let's go. She's also love, or he's also love.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Period. You just add the salt, and you know the taquitos taste so good.
Mm-hmm.
Another purpose of God is to learn to do all things to bring him glory. Amen. Mm-hmm. All things that we do, we're supposed to be doing to bring him honor and glory to him. Verse 21. Yes, I'm going to be on time today.
Amen.
To this, you are called, my friends. To this you are called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you. Remember what I told you about the word, I am the way, leaving you heartache, leaving you an example.
Mm-hmm.
He is the example, he is the way, he is the way that you're supposed to behave, not a way for you to walk and go to heaven or a path. That's not what the Bible says in heartache. Look at it. This is an example of how you're supposed to behave. Especially when they come against you. Especially then. That when you put, you know, salt upon the wound. And they turn and they be healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen what it says here. For this you are called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow In Memo's steps? In his steps, my friends. That's the simple that he leave us. Listen, even when he... Judas, I'm going to put that kid, you're going to betray me, bro. It's okay because he needs to be fulfilled. Kiss me. He didn't throw Judas to the curb. And a lot of people, because everything on Acts, he went where he belonged. I wonder where he belonged. Well, we'll be surprised, maybe. I leave it like that. I'm not going to go to where it's not written. Because people fall upon their own understanding where he went. Man, if that was the case, then I should be where he just, where he went to. What a lot of people think. Because I'm worse than Judas, my friends. I know what I'm supposed to do. And I don't do that. And the things I'm not supposed to do, man, I find myself doing every very often. But I thank God for the one who pins me by the snow. Is that a license for me to do whatever I want? No. I thank God because I know what he did for me. And I changed, not because I was told by a brother or by a sister to change my life. I didn't receive it from me. I received it from him. Having a relationship, I got to know him personally. I don't need nobody to tell me come and know the Lord. I don't. And nobody, according to the scripture on Jeremiah 31 or 33, somewhere around there, no one needs that. We just need to live the life. And notice, because you believe, they will also believe. See, because you're walking with him, they're going to ask you, Herman, he told me, Memo, where you get this philosophy? This is not, you know, philosophy, brother. This is the truth. Mm-hmm. His name is Jesus. And guess what? He gave me eternal life. So dead, there is no more sting on me. I'm longing to leave this body of death, to receive my new body just like the earth. I'm groaning with inside of me, so I don't have that stinky stuff that's going on with me right now. You see that? It's a blessing. Listen what it says in here. He committed no sin, just in case. I'm going to just remind you. And no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. And instead, listen, okay, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly.
Amen.
You want to wonder who he entrusted himself? Go to Colossians chapter 1, 15 and down, somewhere around there. Okay? Because a lot of people think, he talking to the Father. No, he's the way. He's giving us the simple how to come to him. He is God. And he left a simple for us to how to approach God. See, I was telling my wife, when you pray, say it like this. Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread and forgive our transgressions. And we forgive us as we forgive our transgressors. Mm-hmm. See? Why? Because we have the evil one chasing you. And deliver us, protect us from the evil one. Mm-hmm. For yours is the kingdom and the glory and the power and the honor forever.
Amen.
You see that? That's what the Bible teaches. See, and some people think, like, see, he's praying to the Father like he's. Like him and the Father are different. Mm-hmm. Before Abraham, I am. Mm-hmm. You want to see the Father right here, Thomas? I am. Mm-hmm. He just showing us the way how to go to him. He became flesh. You know, man, he wasn't just unclothed. He left that place so that we can follow his steps. So that when we go to him, we can cry out to Yeshua HaMashiach. So we can cry out to him, the Savior, the Redeemer. And just pour our hearts out to him. That's the personal relationship that he has for all of us. When they heard their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no trust, and instead he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He himself bare our sins, or bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. So that we do not deceive no more. Listen what James the Apostle says. Where is the quarrels or the fights comes from? It's not because of the stinky desires of your flesh. That's why people in churches, the pastor from this church doesn't talk to the pastor down there, because you know when me pastors went to the pastor down the street, but we pray for them too. See, because a lot of brothers hasn't understand that we're many members forming one body. And because of a lot of stinky doctrine, dogmas, okay? The name of God has been blasphemed. It's a mockery among the young believers, among the Gentiles. Because they're looking at you and they're looking at me. And when we misbehave, all right, there is a pay to price, a price to pay. You're supposed to measure the cost. Supposed to listen. I was telling some friends on Friday, it's my job, and God knows it, to discourage you to step into music, because it's a noble call, my friends. You have to empty completely out of yourself and be kind to everything, to everybody, so at least one can be safe. You become all things to everybody. Unclothe yourself of your own glory to bring glory to the one who deserves all the glory.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
See, that's what it says in here. He himself bore our sins in his body in the cross, that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds, by his sacrifice, you are saved.
Amen.
There is not a man who will be there to give their life for someone else in ransom. Okay, that's what Paul says in Romans. But maybe some there. But he did it for all.
Mm-hmm.
Not just for some, for all. It says in here, for you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseers of your souls. You want to behave in such a way, brothers, that the whole hope, and the whole now that we jump into the next two chapters, God's purpose on guiding me. How to behave here? How am I supposed to be a good example among others? That's where we need to stand. I want you guys to know these things. The purpose of God is always for reconciliation, for salvation. If you're struggling with something against a brother or a sister, let it go. Like that. And he who is faithful, forgive our sins. Let it go. You don't have to go for a priest and say, priest, I'm going to confess my sins. You go to him. Go to him. Right where you are at. In the closet. Where nobody hears crying. Don't make a spectacle. Do it with the heart. And he will cleanse you. He will never reject you. He will take you in right away. Like nothing happens. We start all over. I was telling my wife, we're making memories. Why? So good in Hollywood, man. Praise God, amen. Let us pray out. Heavenly Father, we come before you to thank you, Lord, for your word, Father. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will continue guiding us, Lord, to behave in such a way, Father, that many will come to the feet of Jesus. As we see the day nearing, Lord, every day is getting closer and closer and closer. And we can see many of us, God, getting older. In order, I pray, Lord, that you will give us the strength, Father, to be good representatives of you, to be ambassadors of the good news, to be an example, to be radical, Lord, that even when someone, because you're not Baptist or you're not this, we just share love with them. And we will not just, eat that sour grape and forget about it. But to be there when they need us the most. by praying in the Holy Spirit, Father, crying out to you who can do all things, all the impossible things. You can touch lives, you can bring thoughts into their hearts and minds to look at the gospel of unity in the Holy Spirit. I thank you and I praise you and I ask that you will continue blessing us, Father, as we go through the week and bless all my friends in here and my brothers and sisters watching on online and everybody else, Father, all of our friends throughout the places where they're closing or they're starting their service as well. Bless them all. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.